This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 442 for Monday, June 20th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were weaker Monday, hitting their lowest levels in nearly 3 months. The July contract down $27.50 at $1,020.30 per ton. New crop November down $39.40 at $960.90. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both down on the day, with last week's sell-off in crude oil bearish for vegetable oil markets in general. After posting losses for most of the past week, the technical trends are also turning bearish for canola, that contributed to today's selling pressure. Showers are forecast to move through southern Alberta and Saskatchewan today, with excessive heat in Manitoba likely to bring some thunderstorm activity. In the U.S., markets were closed for the Juneteenth National Independence Day. That marks the end of slavery in the country. The lack of direction from the soy market did keep some caution in canola, although soybeans and soy oil are expected to come under pressure when trading resumes. Soybeans and oil were moving lower last week already, the July bean contract at 17.02 per bushel at Friday's close. Corn, it ended last week at 7.84 per bushel in July, also seeing some modest selling ahead of the weekend. Soybean and corn traders will be following the Midwestern weather forecast closely going forward, with hot temperatures helping speed development, although many fields may soon be in need of more moisture. The weekly crop progress report will be delayed until after tomorrow's close. Positioning ahead of looming acreage data could be a feature over the next week, with the USDA out with its latest area numbers on June 30th and Statistics Canada set to release Canadian acreage numbers on July 5th. Spring crop acres that were left unseeded in the northern U.S. and western Canadian prairies could be a feature in both reports. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is progressing northwards while spring wheat seeding has all but wrapped up. Wheat futures ended last week on a soft note and are expected to see some more selling when activity resumes. Minneapolis spring wheat at $11.69 per bushel in the July contract, Kansas City at $11.05 per bushel, and Chicago wheat ended last Friday at $10.34 per bushel in the July contract. Uncertainty over the situation in Ukraine and grain exports from the region continues to underpin the wheat market, especially with crop problems in India and Argentina lessening the availability of alternative supplies. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, June 20th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.